Hello, this is Dave Adelson. This was supposed to be the PND Finance Committee meeting. We lack quorum by one member at the moment, so we're not empowered to conduct business. While we wait for quorum, we felt due to the time constraints of the CFO that we would go on the stream and discuss a couple of quick questions having to do with reading the budget documents that we have and so forth. So we're not in session at the moment, but we can have discussion, informal discussion, as in a working group. And Jane, you had a question for Lonnie?
Well, I was starting to look at the consolidated lead sheet, and it's all looking like Greek to me. So if you could maybe...
Can you describe what you mean by the consolidated lead sheet?
This is one of the spreadsheets that Lonnie sent to us today. This is a data as of trial balance report for fiscal year ending 9/30/2005. So the numbers are not final. Hopefully they will be within the week. And Lonnie said he was going to send us the final draft, which should be available within a day or two.
Yeah, well, his draft, but he's still got work to do, but it'll be better than this. I did send along several documents. One was we did charts of listener support, and we did charts as well showing the surplus deficit for each station. We did that last year. I sent it again so people would have some sort of visual representation of what our 15-year history looks like. The plan is to update those charts with the latest audit. We have 04 in there, and so the plan would be to update it with 05. We don't have 05, so I sent it along, and we can do it from there. The other thing that was sent was something called the consolidated lead sheets, and these are the sheets I prepare for the auditors. And this particular one is actually the balance sheet and a income statement. But what it is doing, it is showing what we have given the auditors and then some of their initial adjustments. And then we have in the last two or three columns a comparison of the 04 audit with what the draft figures for the 05 audit look like. So what I can do is just do a quick look at what that sheet is. I also sent along a normal September income FRX report. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles you're used to, like the cash and capital, the YTD, but it's better than nothing. And some folks are saying, I need something for my LSB, so I sent them that raw report. And it's as of today, so it is fairly up to date so far as it goes. But, Jen, your question was, what are you looking at?
Well, actually, on the income and expense, the organization of this is this the same organization that we normally see? Let's see, programming, development.
On the September one?
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it is.
I think
that. Yeah, so that's useful because it's a format you all know. It just doesn't have all the bells and whistles that we usually put in there.
We don't see the comparison with prior year or...
Yeah, it doesn't have the bells and whistles because I was just rushing it out. So, some folks said I need something for my LSB this meeting this weekend, so I did send it along.
But the other one looks... I don't get it. I'm not sure what I'm looking at here.
Okay, let me just do it quickly because I'm running up against time as you are. This lead sheet, when auditors come in, we produce for them something called a lead sheet. And the lead is the document where we produce what amounts to a draft balance sheet and a draft statement. And
hi, this is Casey.
Oh, there you go. Hi, Casey. I was just going through this consolidated lead sheet. Now, I'll be happy to take calls between now and next week, but basically, we're looking at, on this lead sheet, in column B, the cash, the item is cash. In column M, or where it says A unadjusted, is the book number for cash, $2,100,536. Then you were showing cash across the row for each one of the units, and the combined cash for the national division, including National Office of the PRA, is $132,000. That's at September 30th. APFA, $980,000. This is cumulative, not for the year, just as cumulative for all years in business. And there's K at 426 and so forth. eliminations I won't go into right now, but then we have the auditor's draft. The auditor will then, as he has, make adjustments. So we have a column about what changes and adjustments the auditor is making. If you can read down to column 20, you'll see the auditor is adding $400,000 in depreciation, which brings down cash. And then the next column, which is AA, is really just the audit balance at FY04. And you can see that I'm reading now from line 25, total assets on line 27. It shows the cash and investments and receivables. Some of the receivables are not in yet, and some of the inventory hasn't been done, so we're working really with estimates. But total assets are $6,396,584. Now, what is being done in the lead sheet is we're comparing FY04, which is that audited figure, $6,396,000, with the auditor's draft. And the auditor's draft is $6,776,000. With his adjustments of $401,000, you're seeing that the audit balance 04 is $6,396,000. We increased our assets by $379,546, which is the last column.
Lonnie, so you're saying as a network we increased our assets last year by basically 380?
Yes, compared to 04. Yes.
The 05 audit. On the last call, I remember saying that we had increased by 380.
well, you get a crystal ball. and the reason we do that is we always do it internally. So you're seeing an internal worksheet that we do, and then I analyze all these numbers, and that produces reports for the board. And I would like to point out something for those that do want to look at it, is that current assets, what you want to look at, especially in the balance sheet, is current assets, total current assets minus total current liabilities. That's sometimes referred to as the quick ratio. The importance of it is that is the most important number right now as I started my analysis that's popping out. What this says is that current assets, line 13, increased by $532,004 compared to projected 05. We haven't finished the audit. So we increased current assets by $532,000. Of that number, $487,000 was in cash. Now, the number I would suggest that you focus on, aside from the station items that I'm sure you all look at, is that we increased our current assets by $500,000. But you want to look at total current assets of, in this case, $2,816,000. Where do you find that? In column X. That our current assets, projected FY05, will be $2,816,000. In FY04, reading right over to column AA, current assets were only $2.2 million. But we increased them by $500,000. As I said, that's coming in cash. Why is it important? Because when you compare the current assets to the current liabilities, and I'm reading down now, current liabilities or total current liabilities is on line 34. It's nice to have current assets go up in this case by $500,000, but if you aren't paying your bills and your bills go up by $500,000, you haven't gained very much. But what's striking about our audit this year is that you'll see that current assets went down by $476,000. And people say, well, that's a positive number. It's an auditor's tradition that positive numbers are negativized, and negative numbers are positive. I know that's been confusing for you. It's an accounting tradition. And then why is that? Why do auditors insist on this kind of format? We have to do it for them. We prefer the common sense way. Hey, if it's bad, it's a negative number, it's good, it should be positive. That's not how the auditors do it. And the reason they do it is they see that a negative number is reducing your liability, therefore it's good, and a positive number is increasing your liability, therefore it's bad. That's how they think. So I have to learn this. I think both ways. But anyway, the point I'm making is that...
What is your point?
What is my point? My point is working capital is $1 million. That's very good. Working capital increased by $1 million. That is, we increased assets by $500,000 and roughly decreased liabilities by a similar amount. So the net effect is to increase the available working capital by $1 million. Now, should we write home to Grandma about that and celebrate? Well, in a way,
Lonnie,
yes.
Lonnie, how does that jive with what you said that in 05 we increased relative to 04 by basically 380?
Well, that's just in the asset side. You have to go down and look at the liabilities. You know, you may have increased cash, but you may also have larger bills.
But in this case, we had increased cash and we paid down bills to get us to $1 million.
An amazing feat, by the way.
I'll say.
If you think about your home budget, you know, if you increase the amount of take-home money you have and at the same time decrease the number of bills you had to pay, well, you're doing okay. But the reason I'm not celebrating is reading on down is, and I'm reading now from line 47, and in that Y column, I'm sorry, in the AA column, it shows... where we want to read from. We want to read, I'm going to get right to the business here.
Excuse me, pardon me, I don't mean to interrupt you, Lonnie, but I just want to let people know that I'm on the call. This is LaVarne Williams.
Okay, and so LaVarne and Casey, no, we're not actually in the meeting yet because we didn't have quorum. We were having informal discussion. Lonnie was explaining something. I think maybe we should go into formal session right now and we can deal with the scheduling issue and other things real quickly. We'll do this very, very fast, I promise.
Okay.
Casey, can you call the roll, please?
Sure. Adelson?
Here.
Allen? Bediako?
Here.
Gatewood? Heffley? Hicks?
Here.
McFall is here. Roberts? Tattersall? Tattersall is away out of the country, so she would ask that her absence be excused. Weinman? Are you here? Present. That was Williams, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Patty's here.
Patty. Hey, Patty. Got it.
Is Jane here?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Jane Gatewood's here. And Sandy Weinman is not here, correct?
That's right.
We've got 7 present.
Okay, that's quorum. Now, I sent around an agenda. Lonnie has the auditors in-house, and he asked that the CFO report be moved to the beginning. And Baruti asked that it include that the agenda include the general ledger working group report. We talked just before we got on stream while we were waiting for quorum about the possibility of postponing this meeting until next week when Lonnie will have firmer numbers from the auditors. And we might have more time since we got started so late. He can't stay very long. What do people want to do with that? I mean, we can discuss the agenda right now in this context, but is there general sentiment that we could wait until the same time next week to do most of the business, or do people want to meet now?
And this is Jane. Could we meet for 30 minutes to cover one or two items?
What do people want to do? Can I hear from other folks your preferences?
Yeah, this is LaVarne. I would want to meet for a short time today, then we can continue next week, but not next Thursday, like maybe next Wednesday.
Yeah, I say we could do a short meeting. Next week is going to be probably even tougher, I mean, closer to the holidays, so... whatever, you know, we can do some work today.
Okay, well, let's look at the agenda right now, and let's see what things people want to do. Let me get the agenda out. So we had the CFO report. I think it might be helpful to have some of those items dealt with while Lonnie can stay on. And let me, hang on, I'm getting over to it. I apologize.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So
wait a minute.
It was roll call and approval of agenda, 5 minutes, scheduling of the next meeting.
I will.
Approval of minutes, consideration of the Williams motion for LSB treasurers and business managers of each station to meet at the March 206 PMB meeting. Report on the Spanish language programming, the budget calendar, process for completing budget reforecasts, budget modifications, surplus and reserves. We wanted added there the general ledger work group also report for an additional 15 minutes, and the review of available financial reports. The CFO report getting moved up to right after the approval of minutes. Recommendations, motions?
This is fine. The motion on the on the Williams motion to have the treasurers and the business managers, I think we can move that to the next meeting in January, probably, since we're looking at a March date. But I think, wasn't there on executive session, director's report, motions, I think that I would like to have those handled today.
Okay. I'd like to deal with the agenda of executive session in executive session, and we can say that is the topic, but...
No, the issue today isn't just the dealing with the agenda in executive session, it's to make sure that we do handle executive session today.
Okay.
You understand?
I hear you. Other recommendations, amendments, Lonnie?
Yeah, LeVar, were you saying we deal with the inspection report items in today's meeting in executive session? Is that what you're saying?
I believe that's, isn't that the agenda for today? Dave?
Let me go back. I'm sorry. I'm not there right now.
Yes, that is correct.
The executive session. Yes. Yes.
I missed that.
It's down at the bottom under...
under item 10. In the interest of time, I would like to suggest that we just pick one of these items to discuss and then adjourn to executive session then.
Well, I have an objection to picking. Somebody just read it to me, what that item is.
The report to the treasurers of resolutions passed regarding inspections.
Yeah, I had the same objection last time. I think that this is a matter taken up by the board already. And the board has dealt with it and has passed its motions. I don't believe that it's a matter that the NFC has jurisdiction at this point.
Lonnie, it's just basically to let the treasurers know what's been done. I don't think there's any discussion or motion coming forward. At least that wasn't my understanding of the item.
No. Well, see, what I think will happen is we'll get into a back and forth when and request it as a report, and I want to get that report done and not prematurely discuss it here. The request was for a report, so I want to get that to the board first.
This is Patty.
Yep.
It's just more than anything, it's the reading of the motions to the Finance Committee, so they can be also informed as to what is happening in the foundation, and then the report will be, take some is a 10-day turnaround, but other will be in February or something. So I just, you know, they have rights to know what's happening. I would hope, and we can just want to read the motions and let them kind of know, you know, what's happening in the foundation.
My view is the wording of the motion, in some respects, it makes assertions of fact as inflammatory. And that's why we're doing it in executive session.
That's why this is an executive session,
folks,
too.
I think we've had enough discussion that people are able to
vote.
Whether or not we will have executive session. What would people like to cover now? Do people agree that it would be useful to have Lonnie report on what he's able to report on?
Yes, and I would also like to be able to understand what our process and timeline is for the quarterly budget reforecast, since we have several levels of approval.
So would it be acceptable to people that Lonnie spend 15 minutes just updating us with what information he has, and then we'll deal with the question of the reforecasting process?
That's okay with me.
And then the question is executive session. So Shall we have that or delay?
I want to make one comment about Lonnie's proposed budget calendar, but if he's going to cover that in his CFO report, then that's fine.
Well, I wrote it out, and I didn't have much to add to it except see how folks thought of what you thought about it. And I got feedback from some business managers, a couple of GMs. They're okay with that calendar, but I didn't hear, of course, from everybody. But I did hear from two or three.
Maybe you could comment on that if there's time in the context of your report.
Okay, so I'm hearing that we would propose the following agenda, that we would have, hold on a second, we would schedule the next meeting, delay approval of minutes until the next meeting, go to a CFO report for 15 minutes and request comment on the budget calendar, and do the process for completing budget reforecasts and budget modifications for 15 minutes.
Well, that's a pretty good full meeting. What's the time estimate, you think?
Half an hour.
Okay, to a time certain?
Let's see. Why don't we say 6:30?
I won't be able to.
6:20, let's say. 6:20 would be just half an hour.
Well, hold on just a second. I'm going to check and see if that works. Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand.
What do you mean?
Then Lonnie would not be available for the executive session?
If we choose to have it.
Didn't we have, like, a long agenda already that everyone was able to attend? Now all of a sudden people can't attend it?
Well, Lonnie emailed me today and said he couldn't, and we got started 25 minutes late because people came in late.
Okay, 6:15, 6:20 works. They said that's fine, they can do that, but we're going to need to huddle and get the rest of the stuff done.
Okay. So let's see. All right, so we're considering a motion that the agenda would be scheduling the next meeting, the CFO report for 15 minutes, the process for completing budget reforecast for 15 minutes, adjourn, and then I'd like to separate the question of whether we have an executive session, and we'll do that. So whether we'll do the public session first, this is it. That's the agenda, and then secondly, we'll do the question of whether we have the executive session.
Okay, and I move to approve the agenda as
described. Okay, is there any objection to that?
Yeah, I object to the executive session issue.
That we're not doing that yet.
Okay,
this is just CFO. So it's scheduling next meeting, CFO report, and the budget reforecasting process. Okay, so is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, that'll be our agenda for half an hour. Now the next question, is there a motion to hold the executive session?
Motion to hold executive session.
Okay, and Lonnie has already said that there's an objection. We've had some discussion on it. Can we go to a vote?
I'd like to speak to my objection.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, the reason I object, first of all, I think that it shouldn't be an executive session because people can't hear what's going on. And secondly, I think that if there is going to be a debate on discussion on it, then I want to be present for it because I think it's important. And if we're going to do it, then we might as well have it so that both sides of these issues get aired. I hate it when just one side airs and a point of view, and then it just sits there. And other people don't know the details, so they can't really participate in the discussion. So you end up with a combative call.
And can I ask the group whether they're willing to just do this executive session next week? I mean, we're not talking about waiting. What I heard, we were talking about doing it this coming Wednesday, so 6 days from now.
Yeah, I'll have my report pretty much by then, and I think that's a better way to go. It's going to be written. Everybody will have access.
Is there any other option besides Wednesday?
We will do that when we schedule the next meeting. We'll deal with the options. So
Ronnie, I'm sorry, Dave, could I ask Lonnie a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Your report is going to be about the topic that's going to be discussed in executive session, Lonnie. That we
yeah.
And I think Patty is saying she just wanted to let us know what were the motions that were passed. Is that correct?
That's all. They were just going to basically read the motions that were passed.
Could we agree that you could just email it to the group?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Save everybody's time, and then Lonnie can respond and do all that at our next meeting.
Yeah, that's okay with me.
Is there any objection?
That'd be great. I think that'd be great.
Okay, then if LaVarne, is that acceptable to you?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Hello. Yeah, I had it on mute. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, then let's go ahead then. So we'll withdraw the executive session for this meeting. Okay, so the next thing on the agenda is the scheduling of the next meeting. So do people want to propose a date and time?
Well, we had Wednesday, but someone couldn't make it. Wednesday the 21st.
The 21st is, I have a LSB obligation for that evening.
Yeah.
LaVarne, you said you couldn't make the 22nd?
No, I didn't. I just, that was a preference for the 21st, but I should be able to make that on that day.
Okay, so could we do 8 p.m. Eastern on the 22nd, or should we do it a little bit earlier? We had made it later in the day so Mark could be here, but if Mark's not been attending, then
that's a great idea.
We could do it maybe at 7 p.m. Eastern.
I'd like that. Santa Claus would thank us.
Is that all right with people?
Yep. Say again, what time?
7 p.m. Eastern.
December 22nd.
Okay, is there any objection to that? Baruti, is that good
no,
with you?
That's good with me.
Okay. So if there's no objection, then we'll do it then. Okay, so the next thing is... I'm sorry? Hello?
Yeah.
Was there an objection? Okay, hearing none, then let's move the agenda. Lonnie, it's your report for the next 10, 15 minutes, and if you could address the budget calendar in your comments, that would be great.
Yeah, if you give me 10, and I'll leave some time for questions. I was just going through the documents mailed to email. I think there were three or four. One of them was a chart that covered the 15-year financial history of Pacifica from 1990 to 2005. I sent it out because I haven't sent it out in a year or so. And my plan is to update the charts to include the 2005 audit numbers. You recall I did the charts last year looking at including budgeted numbers for 2005. Now that we're at the end of the year, I want to update them with 2005 audited numbers. So I sent you what we had, so what we used last year, but I will resend them with the audited numbers as soon as I get them next week. So, but the charts are easy, and I thought some folks could use them for board members that want to see the history. So you, also there, we do have listener support numbers as well for those of you that remember from last year. Those were sent out as well. I sent you something called a consolidated lead sheet summary, and that's an internal document in lieu of a final audit. Well, what I've sent to you is lead sheet spreadsheet that I developed for the auditors as they come and sit with us. And basically what it does, it gives you a balance sheet and some balance sheet items for comparing 04 audit figures with proposed 05 audit numbers. And it's useful for that reason. I did add at the bottom the comparison for each one of the stations. If you look at the bottom, I've added a little section which compares FY04 audit financial report for each of the units with the preliminary draft audit for 05, so you can see what the difference of change in net assets will be on that on the balance sheet that's sent out. So that I thought that might be useful. And then the main trends that I wanted to point out in what we're seeing in this early stage of the audit is that Pacific is doing fairly well in certain areas, but it also is some misleading aspects to it, and so I don't celebrate, and I want to explain why. But basically, I'm looking at this document called Consolidated Lead Sheet Schedule Summary, which was what we call our lead sheets. We do them every year. And you'll have the cash, investments, and total current assets. And you all know from the balance sheet that we track cash, we track investments, receivables, et cetera. It's incomplete because some stations haven't done their inventories yet, and some folks have not done some of their receivables. So fine that is incomplete. We hope to get stuff done in from these folks by next week. But what we do have is here, cash increased by $487,000. I'm reading from column AC, that is row 7. Column is AC. Cash increased by $487,000 for 05 compared to 04. And that's good, useful information. So that means it increased about 30% in cash. Total current assets increased by $532,000. Of course, most of that was the aforementioned cash. Now, that's good. You increased our cash by $500,000 in the course of the year. Land, property, buildings, you can see that that number is involved in depreciation and doesn't change a whole lot many times for leasehold improvements and equipment and stuff like that. Total assets increased by $379,000. And that, again, is in column AC, line 27. That's comparing audit numbers, FY04, to the draft audit we're working from for 05. Moving down, you're looking at some APs, deferred grant income, and some other some of the liabilities. Now, I'm saying that what we need to do is to, you need to compare current assets against current liabilities. That's what we call a quick ratio, is comparing. And you want to know how many more dollars do you have to pay off bills than you need. If your assets are $1 and your liabilities are $20, you're bankrupt. And in our case, we did very well. We increased what we call our working capital between 04 and 05 by $1 million. We went from $1 million in working capital to approximately, $700,000 in working capital to approximately $1.7 million in working capital. Now, why is that important, and why am I celebrating but not writing home? Well, the reason is that's very good. That's astounding, in fact, that the network in 1 year could increase its working capital by $1 million. Question is,
particularly given the trouble we had at one of the stations.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm going to explain in detail how it was achieved, because the interesting part is, how was that done? How was that done? The auditor is, of course, he's very interested in how it was done, and he sees it, and he's going to explain to the board in January how it was done. But the short answer is that while we increased our cash and receivables, or our assets, by $500,000, most of that in cash, we also reduced our liabilities by $500,000. Therefore, there's your million. That is, we increased our cash by $500,000, roughly, our assets, certainly. And but also decreased our expenses or liabilities by another close to $500,000. There is your $1 million. Now, how was that done? Well, cash is fairly easy to explain. We did increase some of the cash. But how we managed to reduce our liabilities? Well, the answer is we had less legal expenses, paid them off, and we also managed our finances in this network better over the course of last year, down to line items. When you start comparing line items from 04 to 05, one thing you notice is not only did we reduce our expenses in the obvious areas like legal, but across the board, we managed line items better. In each station, people paid more attention to those line items, and the savings, small in those various areas, but accumulated and added up. Now, why am I not excited about $1.7 million in working capital? Well, the reason I'm not pleased, but I'm not overly excited, As you recall, that working capital is my 1 month. And I had wanted 1.5 million, and I've got 1.7. Now, the reason that's not too exciting is because that is not for 1 year. That's cumulative. And, I expect it to be more. Now,
Lonnie, do we see that 1.7 somewhere?
No, it doesn't. That's why I'm bringing it out. And when I do my report, I'll give you a quick report that those numbers. I wasn't able to, do my usual report on all of this. I just gave you the raw numbers, and that's what we're looking at now. But I will have that done. Now, the other thing I want to pause to get to the bottom line. The bottom line that is on AC 124, row 124. And that shows that we increased our bottom line expenses minus revenue by $219,000. That is, this year, draft audit says this network will produce $859,000 surplus. Last year, on the audit number, was $639,000, an increase of $219,000. That's respectable, but I had wanted more. And the reason is that, and I want to stress this, that that even with the 1.7 in working capital, which is approximately our 1 month expenses versus that $1.5 million I keep talking about, the reason is that in the very next month, October, we will spend that 1.5 million of the 1.7, and it'll be gone because we will need it in the month of October, even though it looks great at September 30th. Now, I wanted to also point out down below at line starting at line row 134, I have compared FY04 audit financials for you folks so you can see what your particular unit looks like, beginning at O, column O, at line at row 135. The national office is there, and it says that FY04 we ended the fiscal year with 181,000. Understanding negative is good and positive is bad. That's how auditors do their lead sheets, and we, of course, do it the way they like it. That is to say, 281,000 surplus compared to 05, projecting 581,000, or net change in assets of 264,000. PRA is included, or it increased its net change in assets, and that's how we express that income, 36,000. So the combined divisions, combined national divisions, 301. KPFA, they reduced essentially from 04 to 05 by 174,000. That's one of the reasons we had that discussion with KPFA, is the point was, sure you've got cash, sure you've got assets, but your spending plans for 05 and 06 will see that being reduced, and this trend is seen here between 04 and 05. Of 174,000. KPFK, an increase of 138,000. That is, they were 42,000, which would be negative, and they brought it up to 95,000 in 05.
What it was brought up?
The net surplus. And in 04, you were showing a deficit of 42,000. In 05, we projected to show a surplus of 95,000. And that is pre-adjusted. And there will be some changes to it, but this is just preliminary. KPFT in 04 was showing 106,000 surplus, which is their 1 month, by the way. All of these numbers relate to the 1 month criteria we've talked about. But in 05, they will show a negative deficit of $2,705. WBAI showed a deficit in 04, audited, of $90,000. In 05, that number will jump up to increase slightly by $16,000 to $106,000 deficit. Not bad, given the fact they were down $400,000, but they've made also in 06 some more budget reductions. Now, WPFW, you can see I had a surplus. I know it's confusing with the negative numbers, but negative means positive. Had a surplus of $93,000 in 04, and 05 audit is looking like 156,000 for an increase of 63,000. Overall, last fiscal we were at 658, roughly 650,000 surplus for as a network. This year we'll go to 859,000, an increase of a couple of $100,000. So that's the quick summary, and keeping in mind, as always, these are drafts. The auditors are still making their adjustments. They're still calling stations. We're still trying to get final numbers on a couple of areas. Anyway, that's my quick report, and I would point you also to September. I did send out to you September 9:30. Folks said they needed something for their LSB, so I did send this out. Not the full bells and whistles I normally do, but the one that's an FRX report that's printed out. It doesn't have the cash and capital section you're used to. Does not have the YTD that you're used to. But it is what I could quickly print out from the FRX report. So anyway, that's a quick summary of now the budget stuff. I did send along to
Lonnie, before you go to that, you were going to look and see, I was curious how much cash in bank we had as of now, and you said you could check that. Did you?
Yeah, we have a receivable on the central service side plus bill backs from that's due from WBAI about $100,000, but we don't have it yet. And then we have a cash balance for the stations for CPB of about $300,000 to $400,000 that we're going to be paying out to these folks. So our cash balance, as best as we can guess, is we will be about $150,000 to $200,000 when we get funds from WBAI.
So this is the national office.
Yeah, just the national office.
Okay, so basically until you get that, you're at about $100,000 net.
Yeah, and we ended up, you know, October, November is a big cash outlay for us because the stations haven't yet sent us the central services, and we're paying out insurance and comp and medical benefit, I mean, and benefit stuff, all of which falls October 1st due. Remember, we pay a third of our benefit costs in installments, and one-third is due in October. Anyway, the point of it is that even though the stations are in drive in October and November, we at National are not necessarily receiving those funds for a couple of months or 3 months. So we end up, waiting for those central service funds to come in. And what has happened, just so that people are clear about it, that stations that have large surpluses from their drives and haven't yet paid us, because they've just got a lot of that cash on paper, but not the real money to pay us, they usually don't need parts of their central service funds, and we hold on to them until they can give us essential services, and we do that so that everybody can stay solvent and pay the bill. But, you know, right now we always end up in December with about $100,000. Our monthly costs are we have a monthly cost of $240,000, $250,000. So we have a holiday mailing we've done, and we expect and that's starting to pay, bring some cash in, and that's how we hope to get through December, January.
And the budget calendar?
Budget calendar. I did send out the budget calendar in my email. Just proposed. Happy for sending it out for input and feedback to the business managers and to the DM. I heard from three folks. They are okay with the budget calendar. I have everyone, so it's not complete. I can go through it if people would like to. I did add a couple of bells and whistles, some suggestions I got. And one of them is that you begin the budget calendar process. What did they say? In May? No, that's too late. April. I'm sorry, let me just pull it up here. Sorry to hold you up.
Okay, and we'll be dealing with it formally next week.
But basically, the things that are new that I dropped in there from some suggestions, start in March. The idea that February was just too soon for folks, they didn't want to talk about February, but it's March. March is a call for budget priorities. That is to say, that beginning discussion in any and all venues about what ought to be priorities for the budget for the, in this case, fiscal 07. And then those budget priorities in April are identified and ranked. What happened last year is my hope is that we'll be able to take budget priorities and have them ranked, so when we send stuff to the PNB, they'll have some sense of what we think are prioritized items, not just a lump sum, crumb bunch of unbudgeted items where nobody knows what people think is prioritized. We got a lot of unprioritized, unbudgeted items still on our table, and then rank them. You don't have to be bound by them, but it does give everybody a sense of how each unit thinks the ranking of their priorities might look. Then there's the draft budgets in May. Now, remember, it says call for draft budgets. And then in June, those draft budgets are actually done, generated, reviewed by ED, general manager, CFO. Then there, those draft budgets are compiled and sent out to the LSBs for their look in late July, early August. So they have a month. The LSBs have a month from July 15th to August 10th. We're trying to avoid the crunch we went through last time. And this one says the final review by NFC, we would have it from August 11th to August 25th, 2 or 3 weeks. But we will, most of us, have been involved in generating, and it shouldn't be a lot of issues. At least we should be somewhat familiar with it. Then I compile the budgets. I have, as you can see, August 25th to September 8th to do that compiling, which is crunched, but better than what we had last time. And then the compiled budget, which is to say compiled, wouldn't be changing it, compiled and sent to the board, and the board packet to do go out on the 8th of September, and the board meeting presumably will be the third week in September.
Okay, and we'll deal with the specifics next week. Are there any questions on the CFO report?
Casey,
go ahead.
Thank you. Lonnie, I have two quick process questions. One is that at our local finance committee meeting, we found that we had some items that we would like to be able to book by adding line items. And I think that there was a process that someone had gone over that the national office would have to approve a new line item and give us a code.
You mean in the middle of a budget year or?
Reforecast.
Yeah, the reforecast. That is on the agenda for discussion. And I think we had to talk a little bit about it. If we were to do a quarterly reforecast, then the end of the quarter would be December 31st, and we would then present to the January board our reforecasted numbers. That does assume, as we agreed, that the LSB would be able to weigh in on the reforecast as well as the PNB for items. Did we set a dollar figure on it about what would?
I don't know, but I think that's later in the agenda.
It is on the agenda. Sorry.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, you know, can you tell us what the process is if we need to add line items?
If you need to add a line item.
We need a new line that says parking lots.
Yes, you would send that request in writing to Ben Garcia, who is our controller, and we'll take it from there.
Can I get a clarification, Lenny? Let's say that a given unit requests a line item in the budget. If he puts it in, does a similar line item get added to all sections of the budget?
If you have a new item, a parking lot or whatever, as I think Casey was saying, it would be a new account number, it would be a new item number, and it would be looked at versus the budget. Does it increase the budget, decrease the budget? Is it a neutral item or what?
Right.
So that is a process.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then if there's no complications. But if it's small dollars, generally I ask that if you introduce a new line item, you have to be careful because it can mess up the entire report writer we have with adding a row or a new line item. But if it does not have an impact on the bottom line or the category, then I think we just process it routinely, unless, the item is one that requires closer scrutiny, like a Porsche for somebody or whatever, then you, of course, going to have a different way of looking at that line item. But a routine one, I don't see a problem with it. We do that and should do that routinely.
So if someone's just getting a Ford instead of a Porsche,
whatever,
fail right through.
Yeah, but yes, and as long as there's no conflict with the budget or budgeted priorities, and the bottom line has been looked at to see if there's been an increase to it.
Does that answer your question, Casey?
Yeah, thank you. And I just have one other quick question, which is getting financial statements, the monthly financial statements locally. It's my understanding that a lot of the treasurers are able to get financial reports generated locally before they come out of the national office. And we thought that we were going to be able to do that, but it appears that our business manager has said that NRGM, that we can't get them locally because national still has to do some input. So I'm just trying to figure out the process and what I'm missing.
Well, you know, the schedule that we're on, with the exception of this audit period when the schedule is not working, that is, that process is that the business managers do the input to the general ledger, and they're supposed to have that done between the 20th and the 25th of each month. We close the general ledger on the 25th. Between the 25th and the 30th, we're checking with the general managers and the business managers on any discrepancies we find in terms of our review. And, you know, we have to identify for that cash and capital section what any capital expense items were, et cetera. You know, there's some other work to be done. And then, by the 5th, those reports are available to anyone. Now, what some business managers do is they will excerpt their particular budget from the ones we publish, because there are some items in it, like prepaids, that they don't have at the local level, and they present that to their LSBs. So I'm saying that all of the stations should have their station or unit budgets available to their LSBs by the 5th of the month, and I think that has scheduled us sort of work. Now, what has happened is, as I try to publish this stuff on the website, it hasn't worked out very well. I'm just frustrated because while it gets through finance, and we sort of try to keep to our timetable, it does not get on the website. And they're in a big, you know, process of changing the website and moving from a in-house to a hosted one, and we've had some difficulties there. But anyway, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. And so basically what you're saying is that there are no stations who are printing out financial statements prior to them being gone over by the national office.
Well, just to be clear, like, some stations will go in there and they will print out their particular station based on the input they've done.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes that's, you know, important to do, and I don't begrudge that. But the official one isn't done until all the numbers are put in.
Right. But you don't begrudge that, them printing it out?
No.
As we know that it's not the final.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're not getting that for whatever it's worth.
Oh, okay.
We can't get it. I mean, our business manager just... No, I haven't gotten it back from Lonnie yet. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, that's partially true. But you know, it's like, I think that what you might want to do on the LSB side is say which numbers that the can be generated with accuracy and which ones they can't generate. Cause it's,
right.
And once you get an agreement about which ones, remember, they're putting the numbers in. We're not. For a large part of those numbers are coming from them, not me or others. We're putting in numbers we manage up here, like comp, workers' comp. Field, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, I see. Okay, I get it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's a collaborative effort in that sense. But we don't enter numbers into the GL for each station. The business manager does. And
you're able to make adjustments if need be, right? You have access.
Yes, I have access. If I see a number that's wrong, or some, God forbid, they haven't entered it, then I'm going to call them up and say, where's the number? Why don't we have payroll here in your why haven't you entered payroll?
But there are some numbers that you enter directly because you guys handle things like payroll and health, right?
Yes, correct. Correct. They don't have, you know, the consolidated payroll. And many times we're doing payroll with an outside vendor, so we even wait for, you know, that number we are gathering from the vendor. Because they have the tax schedules. We don't, so. We're waiting for that number from them, too. So that's how it works.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to.
That's 6:20 now. So actually, maybe I think then we needed you for the whole issue of the rebudgeting process. Can you say something on that before you go? And then
I think that rebudgeting, reforecasting, whatever we choose to call it, is important to do because the budget is dynamic and things change. This network is a media enterprise, and by definition, you know the Alito hearings. We have to cover it, but it changes the budget outlook slightly. Anyway, the guidelines that I think that we ought to do at least quarterly and certainly 6 months. And the process I think we agreed to is if we have some proposed budget changes in a category exceed 10% of 50,000, we run it by the LSBs and we run it by the board. The second caveat was, as I recalled, is that we could reforecast the expenses that may be entailed. But in my mind, of course, I didn't necessarily make it clear, is that we would try to keep our bottom line to the same level as it was before and not increase the budget. Now, aside from all of that, in reforecasting, is that issue of surplus and reserves, which we all love so dearly, because some station says, well, look, I exceeded my budget goal, and I want to reforecast and be able to use some of those reserve funds or excess funds that were produced. We are in the middle of discussing that here on this committee, and, of course, we haven't yet agreed upon how that kind of situation will be handled. But it is part of the reforecasting process because both kinds of things will come up, the need to rebudget and that whole issue of the use of reserves and excess funds. We need to have a policy that we can recommend to this board.
Okay, and also on the surplus reserve thing, if we could try and convene the work group before next Thursday's meeting, we might be able to make a little progress on that.
Who's convening, by the way? I forget.
I thought you were.
I am. All right, consider it convened.
Okay.
If you don't mind, before I leave, I'd like to just set it up right now. I'm looking the 20th, Tuesday.
Sounds good to me.
By what time? 4?
Fine.
4 o'clock Tuesday.
Is that okay with you, Baruti? Are you on that group? And Casey, you're on that group, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Anybody else on that group?
Is that working group? General Ledger working group?
No.
Which one is
surplus
it?
Surplus reserve.
Yeah, I'm. When is that?
Tuesday at what time, Lonnie?
4 o'clock.
Kind of information, I think, for Baruti anyway. Isn't WBAI have a meeting the 20th? Delegates meeting and to get the new board member in the elections of the
delegate needed. The treasurer's not a delegate.
I know. I'm coming over there right now. I'm there.
Right, you're right there. Very good.
Lonnie's. We'll work that out on email. Okay.
Sure. 4 o'clock Tuesday, tentatively.
Okay. Great.
Take care, folks. You gotta run.
Thanks. All right. So we still have about a few more minutes left on this budget. Forecasting process, if we want to do something on that now. Any suggestions or discussion?
This is Casey.
Go ahead.
I was a little bit surprised when Lonnie said that the LSBs wouldn't have input on this.
That it would go past the LSBs if it's a station.
Yeah, if it was like over a certain amount, he said that later. So I just kind of want to know, having to work backwards from the PNB meeting, you know, if it has to go before the finance committee get approved, and if it does go before the LSB, then, you know, I'm trying to work backwards. If it does have to go, because we'd have to request a special meeting.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, and other people feel free to chime in, if a station, we agreed that if it's more than 10%, that it gets reforecast in a budget category. And if that's the case, from a local station, then the local station would need to approve it, the station board, I would think, and recommend it to the PNB. Whether or not we, as a National Finance Committee, would need to review what local stations have done is a worthwhile question. I'll just say my own prejudice is that if the station recommends it, the station should be able to recommend it, but others might feel that the National Committee should look at it. What do others think on that?
I don't really know. I mean, I'm just thinking that,
well, it's up
I guess.
To us. We'll make the motion, so it's what do you want?
Well, yeah, I know, but that's what I'm just thinking that for it, when it gets presented to the PNB, it would come from Finance Committee anyway.
It could conceivably come from the LSB, which is a local committee of the board. But it does seem to make more sense that in parallel with what happens with the rest of the budget, it would come through us. What do you think?
I would think that we should have some input in the process.
So would we be saying that the LSB would have to do it prior to a given date, and then we would ensure that we would meet between that date and the PNB meeting so we could give a recommendation?
I would think so.
Okay. Well, maybe next week we can prepare a motion to that effect to clarify.
Okay.
So we might have a policy that asks that the stations do their budget adjustment, you know, a minimum of the LSB approves any budget adjustment a minimum of some amount of time, 3 weeks or so before a board meeting. The problem in all this is, you know, we don't have October financials yet, so it makes the reforecasting process kind of tough. If you have to do your reforecast a month before a board meeting and you're running 2 months behind on the financial statements.
Right. We just know, like for example, with the new union contract, our salaries are going to increase quite a bit more than we increased them. And we're going to have to adjust some things.
Any other discussion on this? Do people want to try and craft a motion right now on this topic? And then we could table it after some discussion. If not, if people don't want to talk about it, we can just adjourn.
I mean, I guess Lonnie, you know, we need Lonnie to weigh in. He thinks the process should be and all of that. I just want to be able, we have an LSB meeting this weekend to, you know, at least know that if I need to tell them, we either have to have a special meeting or we don't. Or, you know, a setting schedule for the next year. And that's the only thing. So I guess I could just tell them to plan on a special meeting and we could handle it at the next meeting if everybody doesn't feel ready.
Safest route, sounds like.
Okay. I mean, what I do think is between now and next week, it would be great if somebody could write out, and it won't be me because I've got governance committee and two working groups and a PNB meeting between now and then. But if somebody could write out a proposed motion for how it's going to go.
I'll do it.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Anything else, or shall we adjourn?
Patty?
Yeah, Patty, I heard Jane's movement to adjourn. Jane, do you mind waiting until Patty goes?
I don't mind waiting.
Go ahead, Patty.
This is Patty?
Yep.
Just to let the treasurers know, I mailed them individually, the motions.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, well, I heard Jane's motion to adjourn. Is there any objection? I've posted the notice of the next meeting next Thursday up at KPFTX on the PA calendar and included a rough draft agenda there. I will also send you that rough draft agenda today.
Thank you.
Put me on the agenda for that one, Dave.
You mean the general ledger thing?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's already on there.
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.